All right, everybody, this is Mr. Po-Po-Po-Po-Po Jingles. I'm at California Trail Middle School in Overland Park, I think. Maybe that's not right. I don't know what city. Maybe this is Lenexa. This might be Lenexa. Kansas. So I just went ahead and played around. I have not played this course for over 5 years. And the reason for that is it's pretty boring. The course itself, it's longer than you would think a grade school would be, which is similar to a nearby school, I think, that's over here. It's got longer holes than you probably would expect. I think the last one was 540 feet or something like that. So you do get to test out your arm a little bit. But the thing about it is it's so wide open. There's not really hardly any obstacles to get in your way to go around that. It's long on some holes, so it's difficult to get birdies, but also since it's so wide open, it's also difficult to get bogeys. So I just finished off even par. I've only played this one other time. I think I'm gonna go ahead and play it again just because it's winter time right now. And there's probably few and far between opportunities to get out and play. The first time I played this, I got one over. And this time I got even. So basically, I've played 18 holes on this course so far. All right, there's only 9 holes. So 18 total. I played them all twice. And I got, 17 pars and one bogey. I did have a couple of opportunities on birdies, if you're interested. I splashed out on hole number 19, or hole 9. It's a little muddy out, so it's hard to get some traction. They did put some signs up. I think I've actually done a podcast on this particular course, and I don't think that they had these signs. So it looks like there was a, Eagle Scout project, and they got some 2x4s or whatever, 2x6s, and they put the number for each hole. So I guess that's supposed to mark where the tee pad is, which is fine. They do not have any concrete tee pads, so you're kind of walking in the grass / mud. And then one hole, I think there might even be a couple of holes where it's marked is not even flat ground. So you are kind of trying to tee off on the side of a hill. So that's a little awkward. The grass isn't really even, it's kind of patchy. So that's it. Today is Christmas Eve's Eve. So it's the 23rd. Tomorrow's Christmas Eve. And then 2 days later, obviously, is Christmas Day. I've been having a little bit of difficulty because the grass is all wet right now. And so once I pick up I didn't bring any kind of towel or anything. So hard to dry off the old discs. So I'm up to hole number 1. If you want to go back, you can listen to my previous podcast. Hole number 1, oddly enough, you play basically either over or around a sand volleyball court. So it's like right down the fairway is one of the posts for the sand volleyball court. So I don't know why they didn't swing out where the tee pad's going to be a little bit, but it makes, I guess, a little bit of interest as far as an obstacle. So this is one of the easier holes as far as distance goes. It's not too far. Definitely birdieable. It's definitely one of the birdies you should want to get if you're going to get any birdies on this course, because it gets much longer on some of the other holes. So anyway, I'm up to hole number 1. I'll let you know what my thoughts are as I go along. All right, so I just finished up hole number 1. I'm glad I wasn't playing with anybody because they'd be making fun of me quite a bit right now. I slipped on my drive. Like, it's just kind of muddy, and where I put my plant foot slipped out from underneath me, and so I was trying to go over top of the volleyball net that I was talking about. But instead it went under it. I was fortunate to get it under and not hit the net at all. So I had like a 70-foot shot at birdie, and I missed it, but I did hit the basket. So those are the things that kind of keep you coming back, is whenever you I mean, it would be nice, obviously, if I made it. But at any rate, I didn't make it, but it was kind of fun that I almost did. So hole number two, I think it's like 360 or something like that. Yeah, there's a small oak tree on the left-hand side, so you just throw it out to the right, and then just kind of get it up and down. The wind is starting to kind of come out of the southeast, feels like, if my cardinal directions are correct. So I just want to, all I got to do is try and avoid that tree and then obviously get some distance. I think I almost like pulled my back last time. So I'm gonna, or actually kind of hurt my arm whenever I threw it. I tried to snap it so hard. And I got some good distance, but I don't know if it's worth that. So did I say it's overcast? It hasn't rained today, really. It's kind of been misty or something like that. There's also some kids. I call them kids. They're probably in their 20s for all I know. Playing little flag football up on the football thing. Field, I guess it is. So anyway, yeah. I'm gonna go see some Christmas lights tonight with the family. Doesn't that sound like fun? Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. That's why it's Christmas time. It's Christmas time again. Anyway, here's hole number two. All right, so typically, you can see where this is headed. Typically, I play better the second time I play a nine-hole course in a given day. I'm like all warmed up. But today is not that day. Got a bogey on hole number two, which I'm kind of disappointed by. I had a really crappy drive, stayed too low. I still should have been able to get it up and down. I was like 150, something like that, from the hole. Threw it past with my putter, and then I actually hit the top of the basket on probably on a 25, 30 foot putt or whatever. So I'm disappointed in that. So I'm going to take all my aggression out on hole number three. Hole number three is a blind shot. You can't see where the basket actually is from the tee pad. It's on the side of a hill. So last time I threw it, I threw my TL3. I'm going to still throw the TL3, but I threw it a little bit short. I was a little worried about, I don't know, blind shots hitting somebody or going too far or something like that. But this time, I think I left it, you know, 35 feet short or something like that. So this time I'm going to try and go more at wherever I think it is. So so anyway, yeah, I've been listening. Or I've been reading a book by Dave Grohl about, I guess, just his life. I think it's called Storyteller. I've had the book for a while, and it's really easy to read. And I've been reading a lot. So anyway, I just got to the point where he called up Chris Novoselic and talked to Kurt Cobain about joining Nirvana. He had just quit. I don't know if he really quit, but the band Scream that he was in, they basically ran out of money on the West Coast. So he's about to go try out for Nirvana, which is kind of exciting. So anyway, that's what's going on in my life. I hope you guys are doing good. All right, so I'm up to hole five. Holes three and four, I parred both of them. Basically, I've slipped on three. Well, actually, I think four of my four drives. It's not ideal conditions by any stretch of the imagination. And where I'm throwing, there's not really good flat spots that are near even some of the tee pads. I try not to play in front of the marker, just because that feels a little bit like cheating. If there's some space to the left or the right, I'll take that opportunity, but not usually. I don't go like march up 25 feet to find a good flat spot. So, I don't know. I complain, but then I don't do anything about it. All right. Hole number five is a wide open shot. You're basically playing towards 135th and Flum, and also the corner of the football field slash track of California Trail Middle School. I guess we're on the California Trail somewhere. I haven't seen any markers or anything. So yeah, this hole number five looks like it's probably 360, 70, and slightly uphill. So difficult for me to reach out there and get anything where I'd have an opportunity for a birdie. Last time I threw this one, I think I slipped. It seems to be a theme, doesn't it? I've been slipping, which is different than what I did the other night. I hit the fence that goes around the football field. So anyway, I'm going to try and avoid the fence. I probably will still end up getting a par. So here we go. Wish me luck. I did splash out. I think, did I say that? On hole number 3. I didn't have a very good drive, but I was able, it's got a backdrop of a hill, so I was able to kind of go at it. And it hit the chains, but wouldn't stay in the basket. So boo-hoo. Here we go, hole number 5. All right, just finished up holes number 5 and 6. My drives are getting a little bit better. I'm not slipping quite as much, so that's good. Still got pars on both of them. They're both about 350, 360, and basically I max out around 300, it seems like, lately. And so you're still with a 50-foot putt, and so, you know, not very likely going to miss a... You're not going to... It's hard to get hit a 50-foot putt, and it's also hard to not get it up and down in two. So, pars, pars, pars. So, my band, the apologies, are getting ready for a gig at Westport Flea Market again. We're going to play February 4th, so if I put this out, I hope you come down. If I put this out after that, then I hope that it went well for me if I listen to this. I guess I will listen to it because I always check them out. Worked on the set list last night while I watched KU basketball. They played Yale and beat them. We played pretty bad, but Kevin McCullough looks pretty good. So if we can kind of get him going, if we can get DeJuan to get more assists, especially whenever I bet on him to get over a certain amount of assists, that would be good. It seems like the key is whoever that fifth spot is as far as the starting. So we got a pretty good core four. But Elmarco Jackson needs to step up maybe over the holiday break, get over his freshmanness, and hopefully he will start becoming a better and better player and take a little bit more of an assertive role. So anyway, that's KU basketball. I'm up to hole number 7 at California Trail Middle School. If you're still listening this far, sometimes I don't think that people listen this far, but if you do, give me a thumbs up. All right, here we go. Hold on. I just got to do 7, 8, and 9. 7 is it's one of the shorter holes. I think it's probably about 230, 240, something like that. It's got a couple of trees to negotiate. Holes number 8 and 9 are both par fours. Both of them are well over 450. I think I said hole number 9 is probably like 536 or something like that. And hole number 8 is probably like 456, something like that. So hopefully I can get a birdie out of this, or maybe 2 birdies, maybe 3 birdies. Why not? And beat my previous score, or else I'm going to end up tying, or I don't know. We'll see what happens. I will let you know, of course. I'm kind of rambling right now. Sorry. All right, here we go. All right. So I think I lied to you on hole number 7. I think I said it was like 240. It was probably closer to 300 or something like that. Didn't get a birdie, just got a par. I had a birdie luck, probably 40 feet or something like that, but didn't sink it. Seems to be a theme. If you've been listening to my podcast before, you'll know that I rarely hit any long putts. Hole number 8, I had a pretty decent drive. I put it out, I don't know, 310, 320, something like that. And then I got my mid-range out to try and get my eagle, and it was like probably a foot too high and 3 feet too far to the right. And so I thought maybe I had a bit of a chance, like I'd hit the basket or something like that. Did not, sailed past it. And so I went from hoping to get an eagle to missing my birdie shot and getting a par. So c'est la vie, c'est la vie. I'm up to hole number 9. It's the longest hole on the course. So they call it a par 4. Basically, you play over the big field that you just did with hole number 8. The school itself is on your left, so you obviously don't want to hook it onto that, onto the roof or something like that. There is a walking trail too, straight ahead, so your best bet's to play it fairly far to the right, and then hopefully you'll get a decent approach shot from there. I'm sure there's some technically OB where there's a fire drive, the lane for the fire trucks to get through. I'm sure that technically that's out of bounds. And so, yeah, you do definitely want to play it to your right. The basket's pretty far back there. Anyway, here we go. Hole number 9. This is my final hole of the day. Oh, the sun came out. That was kind of nice. It's like, it's even though it's the 23rd of December, it's like supposed to be 60 degrees today. So I'm playing in a sweatshirt, which was pretty comfortable. Then the sun came out and it's like, oh man, I'm hot. So, yeah, that's good. Few and far between in the wintertime. So, all right, here we go. All right. So I just finished up. I ended up with a 1 over on that round. I almost put myself in trouble on hole number 9 as far as I grip locked the initial drive, so didn't go straight towards the basket to say the least. And then I threw my second shot way too high. I still had a marginal look at a birdie of sorts throwing from the very edge of the OB. Missed it, and then I ended up getting a par. So 1 over for that round. Even on the previous round. So you might be asking yourself, it doesn't sound like you're very complimentary of this course. So it kind of begs the question, why did you come out and play it? Because it's there, just like Mount Everest. It's there. I hadn't played it in 5 years, so I thought I probably don't remember a whole lot about this course. I remember most of the course. It's not that interesting, but I was a course today to play. Not a single other person was on it. There was some people walking on a walking path that I had to wait until they went by, before I could throw. But other than that, I mean, got to play through it pretty quick. So, I hope you're doing well. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Happy holidays. And this is Mr. Paul Jangles. I'm out.